Hi, my name is Aaron, and today I'll be reading Aaron's Hair by Robin Munch, and illustrated by Alan and Lee Daniel. I hope you enjoy. Aaron wanted to look just like his daddy, so he let his hair get long. Only then he started to have problems. If he combed his hair up, his hair flipped down. If he combed his hair down, his hair flipped up. If he combed his hair over, his hair flipped under. If he combed his hair under, his hair flipped over. And one day, while Aaron was combing his hair, he got so mad that he yelled, "Hair, I hate you!" That hit the hair's feelings. It jumped off of Aaron's head and ran out the bathroom. When Aaron came downstairs, his mother said, "Aaron, you're bald. What happened?"
"My hair ran away," said Aaron. "I got mad at it, and it ran away."
This is terrible," said the mother. "Go catch it." So Aaron ran out the door, and his mother went to pick up the baby. She noticed that the baby had a lot of hair. "Aaron," she yelled, "I found your hair." But when Aaron ran back inside, the hair jumped over his head and ran out the door, down the street. So Aaron chased it down the street. After a while, he came to a lady who was yelling and screaming,
"Help, help, help!"
"What's the matter?" asked Aaron.
"Look at my tummy," said the lady. "This hair came running down the street and now is growing on my tummy."
"Does look a little strange," said Aaron.
"Make it go away," said the lady.
Just tell it to get off," said Aaron.
"Tell it you don't like it,"
the lady yelled.
"Hair, I hate you."
The hair jumped off the lady and ran down the street. And Aaron ran after it. Next, Aaron came to a man who was running around in circles.
"Help, help, help, help! What's the matter?" asked Aaron.
"Look at me," said the man. This hair came running down the street, and now is growing on my behind." "It does look a little strange," said Aaron.
"Make it go away," yelled the man.
"Just tell it to get off," said Aaron.
"Tell it you don't like it,"
the man yelled. "Hair, I hate you." The hair jumped off the man and ran down the street. Aaron ran after it. Aaron chased all the way to the middle of downtown, where there was an enormous traffic jam, and the policeman was screaming,
"Help, help, help, help."
Aaron went to the policeman and said,
"That's my hair."
"Your hair," said the policeman. "This hair came running down the street, ran up my back, and started to grow on my face. I can't see a thing. I'm supposed to be directing traffic, and everything is all jammed up."
"Right," said Aaron.
"What a mess.
10 cars, 9 motorcycles, 8 trucks, 7 buses, 6 baby carriages, 5 skateboards, 4 bicycles, 3 ambulances, 2 fire trucks, and 1 train.
And my face," said the policeman. "This hair is growing on my face."
"It does look a little strange," said Aaron.
"Make it go away," yelled the policeman.
"Just tell it to get off," said Aaron. "Tell it you don't like it."
So the policeman yelled, "Hair, I hate you." The hair jumped off the policeman's face and ran into the pile of cars.
"Oh no,"
said Aaron.
"I'll never find it."
Just then, police chief came up and said, "What is going on? Everything is all jammed up. And who put that hair on the statue?"
"Statue," said Aaron.
"The statue in the fountain," said the police chief.
"The one you kids always mess around with? Get the hair off the statue."
So Aaron climbed up the statue
and almost caught the hare, but it ran away and Aaron chased home. And then he couldn't find it at all. "I did it," Aaron said. "I'm bald forever. I wish my hair would come back.
I like my hair."
And the hare jumped off his father's head onto the table, ran over the mashed potatoes, peas, and chicken, and climbed over back onto Aaron's head. "Fantastic," said Aaron. "Now, if I can, just grow a beard.
I would just look like Daddy."
"No problem," said the hare. The end.